USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As you all know, there's currently a tremendous humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. It's tremendous. It's been there for years. It's been there for decades.
President Trump staying on point about border security and the need for the wall as he speaks at the 100th annual meeting at the American Farm Bureau Federation in New Orleans. He takes aim at the mainstream media and fake news.
But because of what we're doing and because of how well our country is doing, and please sit down, please. I'm just looking. And then the media, the fake news, they'll say, he got no standing ovations. You know why? Because everybody stayed standing. Where do you see that? It's true. Oh, they'll do it. They'll figure something out. That's true. They can figure it out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Kloss's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting on a school bus as he's heading to work and decides she's the girl he's going to take. During the unthinkable crime, the 21-year-old dressing in all black when he breaks into the Kloss home and shoots her parents and kills them. Denise, 46, James, 56, both shot in the head. Patterson taping Jamie's hands and ankles together, covering her mouth with tape, putting her in the trunk of his car, and when he gets her to his house, he makes her take off all her clothes. Jamie kept under his twin-sized bed with weights on top of it, but she manages to escape after being held for 88 days. Patterson charged with two counts of first-degree homicide, kidnapping, and armed burglary. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Confederate memorial being taken down. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
The controversial Children of the Confederacy Creed plaque at the Texas State Capitol is coming down. It only took a few minutes for the board to agree with a motion to remove the Confederate plaque. Governor Abbott chairs the board.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say no or nay. Hearing no nays, the ayes have it.
State Rep. Eric Johnson of Dallas had filed legislation to remove it. He's a descendant of slaves.
Every time I walk past that plaque and I think about the school children who are being miseducated by that plaque, I also think about folks like my mom.
The plaque was called out by historians for denying slavery was a cause of the Civil War.
In USA Radio News for your health, a new study linking belly fat to a shrinking brain. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details now from Washington, D.C.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Gray matter being that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.